The Food and Drug Administration this week launched a new campaign to try to get smokers to quit. The Every Try Counts campaign will target smokers between the ages of 25 and 54 who have unsuccessfully tried to kick the habit in the last year and will be shown near where people buy their smokes. Joining me to talk about this is Wayne Tormala, Chief of the Bureau of Tobacco and Chronic Disease at the State Department of Health Services. And Wayne, first off, what do you make of this new campaign?
Well, I've been looking at the campaign, and I think we certainly welcome every effort that's out there to help Arizonans quit smoking. And the fact that Every Try Counts, this theme, certainly resonates with how we look at people who use tobacco in Arizona, that we know that 7 out of 10 smokers want to quit, and most of them have tried several times. And we also know that when you talk to people who have quit smoking, you know, there's everything under the sun. So everything from cold turkey, talking to your doctor, your family, calling the ASH line, that all works. And so I like the personal approach that you're trying to get into, like customizing for the smoker that might say, well, I tried this and I tried that and it didn't work. But here's something that you're giving me some more options. That's good.
Are there fewer people smoking in Arizona now than there have been in years past?
Oh, yeah. We've dramatically reduced smoking in Arizona. Just in the last 5 years, we've gone from a 19.5% rate, and that's 19.5% of Arizona adults say that they've used tobacco in the last 30 days, to 14, and now we're at 14.7. So when you run that data across the census data, it's approximately 200,000 fewer smokers, so we feel really good about that.
Are public health officials at the point now where sort of the low-hanging fruit has been picked, so to speak, that you've stopped people who, you know, were sort of maybe on the fence about smoking from starting, and the people who really wanted to quit and were really committed to quitting have quit already, and now you're trying to reach this population that, you know, maybe still wants to quit but is having a harder time following through or having a harder time actually doing it?
Actually, you're spot on from our playbook in terms of we know that most people who use tobacco now are entrenched. Certainly, you know, most of them are addicted because of the nicotine, and we know they've tried several times. So when you say there's no more low-hanging fruit, that's quite true. I mean, that's how we see it. So if you're smoking today, it's not that you don't know that there are hazards, you know, that there are you're more prone to disease, a shorter lifespan. And also the cost. I mean, people know that it's very expensive to be a smoker these days. So the fact that there's no low-hanging fruit, and that's how we approach getting people to reduce and stop smoking, is looking at populations that may be smoking at higher rates, looking at are there new ways we can approach folks. And to this degree, that's where the FDA campaign can be quite useful, I think. I think they're trying some, you know, looking at social media, looking at apps on the phone, that kind of thing. New methods that might reach people who have tried before unsuccessfully.
Well, given, as you say, though, that, you know, most people who smoke know that there are health risks, some fairly severe health risks. They know about the costs. They, in many cases, have maybe either tried to quit or want to quit. Does the fact that they're still smoking, given all of that, indicate that maybe a public education campaign isn't going to be terribly effective?
Yeah, we know there's always a certain amount of the population out there that'll respond to, like, public education. So if we're doing TV ads, radio ads, that kind of thing, that people will see that and respond. Sometimes you're sending a message to a person just at a pivotal moment. Maybe there's something else happening in their life. We're coming up on New Year's, so there's New Year's resolution time. It's a good time to say, well, here's the time where we all examine our lives and how do we want to make some improvements. So maybe it's an achievable moment for folks. So we know that, you know, some people receive that message, but also then we're looking at, you know, how do we put the messaging in places where people, the work, you know, where they live, where they play, you know, in their faith communities, in their social circles, you know, what can we do to sort of normalize not smoking? And I think, you know, some people have, you know, all of a sudden they see the cost, they're worried about the economy, they know that a pack-a-day smoker might spend up to $3,000 a year to support that habit, and looking at the health. So there's a lot of key decision points, I think, that we can appeal to get people to stop smoking.
Is this new campaign from the FDA being done in conjunction with state agencies like yours at all?
Well, certainly it is here in Arizona. When we plan out our campaigns, you know, we'll look at any other campaigns, especially national campaigns that might be coming in. So the Centers for Disease Control, You know, they might be launching a campaign. In this case, the FDA is, and they've notified us that, you know, we certainly know that we're one of the states that they're going to be airing their ads in. So we will plan our marketing accordingly. So we'll look at the dark times. We'll look at the time when maybe FDA isn't running their ads, and that's when we'll run our ads. So as much as possible, we try to get surround sound effect with our marketing, so the message is almost constantly out there.
All right. Wayne Tormala is Bureau Chief of Tobacco and Chronic Disease at the Arizona Department of Health Services. Wayne, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it.